Helping drivers find, deliver, and...
Good morning and welcome to True Talk. This is your host, Samar, and I have in the studio my co-host, Ahmed.
Good morning, Samar.
Say Ahmed Bedir. Ahmed Jarrah.
I'm not Ahmed Jarrah.
You are Ahmed Bedir, but I think this terrible news from New Zealand is distracting me. But let's listen to this song from Rim Banna, and we're going to be
When we come back, we're going to speak about the terrorist attack that happened on the mosques in New Zealand, Christchurch, New Zealand, and aftermath, what's behind it.
I have excerpts from his manifesto, the 70 plus page, and you will be amazed how many names that we are well aware of, and very people in the political discourse here in America are part,
including Trump,
including President Trump. He is mentioned in the manifesto of this terrorist who just killed 49 people on the air. He had a camera.
Right, he was live streaming it.
So let's listen to Rim Banna, and this is True Talk on WMNF 88.5 FM.
حارات تشهد عاللي صار حوطوها بجيش وحواجز وحاصروها بالجدار أخدوها دمروها واغتالوا حلم كل الناس
Welcome back to True Talk. This is your host Samar, and my co-host Ahmed is in the studio. You were listening to a song called A Time to Cry by Reem Al-Banna, who is a Palestinian, was born in Nazareth and died of cancer almost a year ago. Ahmed and I are very disturbed at the news before going to bed last night. We were getting these reports that there was a shooting at a mosque in New Zealand, and then that there is another shooting at another mosque in New Zealand, and then woke up to the news that 49 people are dead and at least 48 are wounded. Some of them are in critical condition. And to our listeners, you know that Islam is a universal religion. So if you go into a mosque and start shooting people, you may have people who are, if it happened here in America, American converts. It can be people from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Latin America, black people, white people, yellow people, any kind of people. It's a universal religion. So Ahmed, the news coming that there are Egyptians, Palestinians, Jordanians, Iraqis, there are native New Zealand people, there are people from all over the world that were in the mosque. So it touches not only people in New Zealand and for us, for instance, you and I, Muslims, but it touches on the lives of many people and nations and countries where these, some of them were immigrants, some of them were refugees, and some of them were really people who were born in New Zealand and have lived their lives there. We are seeing on the net, as I'm sure you have seen, Ahmed, the people who are trying to say, don't publish his manifesto. We don't people to read what he's saying, but I think it's very important to know the connection between his manifesto.
I mean, people that don't want to, people should read his manifesto. I think people should avoid watching the video and the images, especially, I have some friends that watched it.
Me too.
They have some trauma because of it. I didn't want to watch it because
I didn't know what I was watching at night. Somebody sent me something and I didn't know, you know, I was half asleep.
Did you not know? You hadn't heard the news?
I heard the news but went to bed.
Okay, and then you watched the video. Yeah.
And then my husband woke up and he says, "What is going on?" Mm-hmm. Because he sees, he's hearing shots. You know, I was half asleep, seriously.
Oh, and then you started watching the video half asleep.
Yeah, and so my husband woke up to shots, so he's thinking, is this in my house?
No, so I didn't watch the video.
Yeah, I'm
horrific
sorry.
Images. This person wore a head cam, this terrorist, and he was streaming live. And he went into the, you know, there's the video that was posted online, I think, the first 6 minutes, he's just driving, following the navigation before he entered the mosque. And once he entered the mosque, now, because New Zealand is so many hours ahead, it was already daytime Friday when it was still, Thursday evening here on the East Coast. And in New Zealand, it was Friday for Jumu'ah prayer. And for Muslims, Friday service is the congregation, the day of congregation. It's like Catholic Mass. Mm-hmm. Where the mosque is full of worshipers. So obviously they timed it where there is maximum, you know, number of people there. And he went in and started shooting people. There were so many people, he didn't even have to aim. They said, you know, he was shooting ad hoc, just anywhere, because there's so many, wherever you shot, you would kill people.
So he was streaming live while driving?
While driving,
because
and then
I read,
also when he went in, you know, the whole time.
I read, the reason I'm asking you, because I read that he had 150 people from all over the world watching and cheering. So somebody could have called the mosque.
Correct. I mean, it was 6 minutes by the time he started live streaming before he walked in. Potentially, if somebody from New Zealand was watching, they could have alerted. And maybe that's something that can be a mechanism for social media websites like Facebook. How do you alert? Now, he didn't say where he was going, so you couldn't necessarily alert, you know, the destination. The GPS just says turn here, turn there. So somebody could have at least said where it was about to happen.
Because in his manifesto, he said, "I have been planning this for 2 years, but I picked Christchurch area 3 months ago." So
right.
It's written in his manifesto that is shared by other people.
I mean, that manifesto obviously came to light after the shooting. People were not paying attention to these things. Definitely premeditated. This is a white supremacist who invoked and said things in his document that he looked up to people like Donald Trump. He quotes people like Steve Bannon. And he quotes other anti-Muslim figures And people are just, you know, waking up or finding out about this horrific attack are just in shock. Now, Summer and I, we've been dealing with Islamophobia and hate crimes targeting the Muslim community for many years. So for us, it's not necessarily a surprise. In fact, you know, we're surprised that, you know, more attacks are not happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it sends a message that, you know, that governments and people need to take a more serious look at Islamophobia and this hatred, this feeling, because, you know, all forms of hatred is unacceptable, especially, you know, anti-Semitism, anti-black racism, Islamophobia. But like in this day and age, there is a unanimous consensus or a consensus out there that anti-black racism is unacceptable. It's not politically correct. People don't necessarily say it. If they do, they get in trouble. They're fired. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. People have just now been more careful not to say it out loud. Same thing with anti-Semitism. It obviously exists. It's on the rise in certain parts of Europe. But again, if there are consequences when you use anti-Semitism, you know, you'll get fired from your job. Pundits are not using it on television. But when it comes to Islamophobia, it's often, you know, said even by regular people on television. It's said by political officials, not here in the United States, but around the world.
What did the judge on Fox News say a few days ago about
Piero,
the hijab?
What's her name? Jeanine Pirro.
Yeah.
She said, you know, she was demonizing Ilhan Omar and her faith. She said that's how, because of her faith, that's how she is.
And she said she's wearing a hijab, and hijab is part of the Sharia, and Sharia does not comply with the American Constitution.
Now, what does Fox News did a rare thing where they did condemn her, but she's still on the air. And the same thing with Tucker Carlson recently, where they leaked audio, or, you know, tapes have surfaced of what he had said about Iraqis.
They're monkeys, uncivilized, they don't use toilet paper and don't eat with forks. I mean,
correct.
And imagine if we said that about somebody.
Yeah, and he's still on the air.
Yeah.
So the consequences when you spew Islamophobia is not yet at the same level as other forms of racism. Now, the one thing that all these people we have in common is that the perpetrators of this type of racism and hate crimes is white supremacy. White supremacists, whether it's here or in Europe or, you know, throughout the world, they're becoming more and more emboldened. They're using violence. Oh, this whole time was not on. Okay.
Let's just remind our listeners, Ahmed, that this is True Talk on WMNF 88.5 FM. Ahmed is streaming live on Facebook.
I was streaming live for the past five minutes or longer without audio.
Our wonderful assistant noticed that she can't hear us, but I'm streaming live on Twitter. So those of you who want to see us in the studio, go to Samar.
Do I get to repeat everything I said?
No, S-A-M-A-R-D Jarrah on Twitter and Ahmed Bidir on Facebook. Ahmed, I want just to remind people that we have a Muslim ban going on here in this country. And while we're talking about all this and how speech and hate speech that has become normalized because it's the political discourse these days, I just want to remind our listeners that we have a Muslim ban. And I want to just quote what was said in the manifesto. This is exact quote from the New Zealand mosque shooter. He says in his manifesto that he admires Donald Trump because Trump is, and I quote, a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. This is a quote taken out of his manifesto. It's funny, Ahmed, that I have to read this because I tweeted this in Arabic, and some people whose governments, of course, are very much in bed with the White House are saying, oh gosh, you have to turn everything into a Trump thing, and you use it to say things about Trump. And I said, no, I did not say these things. This is exactly a quotation of his manifesto. He says, and I quote again, a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. Unfortunately, his manifesto is full of white supremacy language that we have, you know, listened to, you know, on the news sometimes. For instance, he says our lands will never be their lands, our homeland are our own, and that as long as a white man still lives, they will never conquer our lands and they will never replace our people. So they are the immigrants. So this whole discourse about a caravan in the south border and people, immigrants coming in or immigrants running from wars, this does affect some people, like the terrorist who just shot 49 people at a Friday prayer. And he says he wants to take revenge for the enslavement of millions of Europeans taken from their lands by Islamic slavers, to take revenge for the thousands of European lives lost to terror attacks throughout European lands. And it's funny because, you know, the last time I checked on the history of Australia and New Zealand, the natives have been butchered and massacred by the white European invaders. So people have a very interesting way of looking at history. We will open the phone line soon, Ahmed, 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663, and then you can send your messages to dj@wmnf.org, dj@wmnf.org, and there is a text, 813-433-0885, and already there is a text message that says there is no Muslim ban. It's a ban on people from countries that harbor terrorists. It's not the ban fault that most terrorists are Muslims. This is from cyberspace. Exactly the same white supremacy hate arrives here to our
Actually, studio. This is not correct. I mean, statistics show that the majority of hate crimes and terrorism is actually fueled by white supremacy. If you're just joining us, this is True Talk on WMNF 88.5. Summer and I are speaking about the horrific massacre, terrorist attack that happened in New Zealand overnight for us here. It was actually daytime in New Zealand when Muslim worshippers were at the mosque. Friday service, which is called the Jumu'ah in Arabic, it's a congregational service for Muslims. It's like when you go to church on Sunday or Catholic Mass or, you know, Shabbat at the temple for Jews. And the mosques, those mosques that were attacked were full. White supremacist, I mean, he's a self-declared white nationalist, white supremacist, 28 years old, Brenton Tarrant. He's self-described white supremacist who was live streaming the shooting that he was carrying out, and it was streamed on Facebook. He had a 72-page manifesto where he invokes white supremacy, and he says basically that they have to kill the invaders. And he wasn't necessarily choosing. He didn't think he was going to carry out his attack that he's been planning for some time in New Zealand, but about 3 months ago, he decided to do it in New Zealand. His own rifle, the rifles that he was using themselves, had writings all over them that he personally wrote with different dates, different slogans that were very anti-Islamophobic or anti-Muslim, and invoking things like, you know, previous battles between the Ottoman Turks, who are Muslim, and Europeans.
The Vienna battle.
I don't have the. There's a diagram. We'll quote it actually, shortly. But there's a lot of reaction. I just wanted to mention some of the reaction that has happened. President Barack Obama, former President Obama, said we grieve with you and the Muslim community. New York City and state, they're increasing security around mosques. Mayor Bill de Blasio has condemned the attack. Here, where we are in Hillsborough County, I actually spoke to the sheriff's office this morning. Mm-hmm. They're also going to step up security at local mosques. I mean, imagine, you know, I went to the prayer, because I heard about this last night, and I went to the prayer service this morning, a Fajr prayer, which is like at 6:30 a.m., 7 a.m. And there, of course, some people had already heard about the attack. Others, I was surprised, didn't know about it, including the imam, because he went to bed early and he didn't know about it. So I was expecting him, the imam who's a prayer leader, you know, I was expecting him to say something, because people are looking for guidance for some sort of, and he didn't. And I said, didn't you know? And he said, no, I didn't. What happened? However, when I was praying, And, you know, the way the nature of the prayer is, we're all facing one direction.
Which is away from the door.
And it's away from the door. So the door is in the back. Similar to like when you go to a church, everybody's facing the front. The doors are in the back. And in the church, there's pews, like benches, and people are sitting there. In the mosque, there's no benches. You're just actually standing, you're kneeling, you're bowing down, you're sitting on the floor, so there are no chairs unless you're elderly. So I was standing there in prayer, and then I heard somebody walking from behind me. And usually, because people sometimes they arrive late, they join the prayer, but they have to walk from the back towards the front. And when I heard footsteps behind me, I was thinking, I wonder, you know, it made me think of the attack. I didn't look back. But it's in the back of your head. You don't feel safe. And especially in a place where you're going there for safety, for reflection, for prayer. And, you know, it's just so horrific that a house of worship that you can go there and you're not sure if you're going to make it out alive. So there's a lot of Muslims are on edge. If you know Muslims, reach out to them today. Send a message of support, telling them that you're there for them. Definitely at the local mosques, they're stepping up security. With the sheriff's offices and police departments to make sure that it's visible, because you worry about what's called copycats.
Yeah.
People who didn't intend to do this, but they see the attention that this killer is getting.
Because he mentions other people, Deneth, what's his name?
He mentions a shooter in Canada that also shot up a mosque in Canada.
And he mentions the one in Brevik. What's his name, Brevik?
Brevik, it was in Denmark.
Yeah, I think.
The individuals that killed 70-some people from a... and he blames liberals and leftists in it. And Brevik also did the same thing. He actually shot up a youth camp that was dedicated to the youth of a liberal party. And he basically blamed them for allowing the policies that existed to allow for migration from Muslim countries. So our phone number is 813-239-9663. We want to get your feedback on the massacre that happened, the terrorist attack. Donald Trump did tweet, and I have the tweet from Donald Trump. Do you have it?
Yes, but let me just tell our listeners, we have a very interesting listener who is sending us text messages from area code 352. Of course, we have the rest of the number. But
352 is like Brooksville, so, Ocala.
Yeah, he's listening, and he says that, of course, all terrorism is done by Muslims. So when I tried to mention him, for instance, no, it's not true, especially here in America. For instance, the Tree of Life Synagogue, the Mother Emmanuel AME Church, Oak Creek Sikh Temple, Overland Park Jewish Center, Islamic Center of Quebec City are really done by white supremacists, he says. It's interesting what he says, if it's a he, these are all fake and hoaxes.
Oh, see, so the killing night in New Zealand was fake.
Yeah, and the previous one, let's say, for instance, the Overland Park Jewish Center, all these hate crimes and attacks are hoaxes. They are...
they're not real. They're fake.
Yeah. So this shows you what is
Of ignorance.
Maybe listeners out there do not believe this, and maybe they do. Interesting.
So there's, you know, the entire world, many people are condemning what's happening. Donald Trump, issued a tweet. He says that sympathies and best wishes go out to the people of New Zealand.
He always does that best wishes, not only for Muslims. There was an incident that happened that...
Like a tragedy, and he says best wishes?
Yeah.
You don't wish people best wishes when a tragedy...
But it's interesting, because when I woke up this morning to check what did he have on his Twitter feed, it was a link to
Breitbart News.
Yeah, I think he removed it.
Okay, so here's the president. He says, my warmest sympathy and best wishes go out to the people of New Zealand after the horrible massacre in the mosque. 49 innocent people have sensibly died. Again, died. They were killed. They didn't just die and vanish. And then he continues to say, with so many more seriously injured, the U.S. stands by New Zealand for anything we can do. God bless all. I did actually reply to this tweet this morning saying that Muslim communities around the world and in America are looking for you to condemn the killers who admired you. I mean, in his own manifesto, the killer, the shooter, the terrorist, admired President Trump because he renewed what it means to have a white identity. So he should condemn him and distance himself.
Can you believe it? He removed the tweet of Breitbart. I don't know how to pronounce it.
You did a screenshot of him tweeting it's Breitbart. And Breitbart is one of the biggest peddlers of Islamophobia. They're one of the sources and of white nationalism. Secretary Pompeo, Secretary of State, also tweeted a tweet. And again, it doesn't mention any condemnation, doesn't have any the word terrorism in it. Both messages don't use the word terrorism. Secretary Pompeo, he doesn't even say the word Muslim or mosque or anything. He says that he condemns the attack that happened, or it doesn't use the word condemn, or I have to pull it up. But basically, that happened in the city of Christchurch, New Zealand. And again, if you just look at the city, if you just only mention a city without the word mosque or Muslims, you think it happened at a church because the city's name is Christchurch.
I thought it was a Christchurch church.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering,
because you're not familiar. Yeah, yeah. Most people are not going to be familiar with that city name. So when you see attack at Christchurch, you think it's a church, a Christian church.
And I thought, why were
attacked?
Muslims involved? But anyway, this is True Talk on WMNF 88.5 FM. We're going to take these phone calls as we receive them. Our assistant Patty is taking your phone calls again. You can call 813-239-9663. Let's go to Neil in Sarasota. Good morning, Neil.
Hello.
Yes, Neil.
Thank you, Samar and Nomad. I heard about this at the start of your program, and my sister lives in New Zealand. And of course, already I'm worried about her because we've grown up here in Sarasota, and she moved to New Zealand, and this is now spreading to an island, which is ridiculous. Like, terrorism now exists across every single boundary, and it makes us so infuriated because there just is no reason for it. So I heard that, and I went to a gas station, and I was on the road, and he's a guy I know who is an Egyptian, and I asked him, what do you think about this? And I asked him what religion he was, and he told me he was Christian. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I asked him that, and he said that that's what it was, and I said, doesn't this sound terrible? And he told me that the Islamic want to make terrorism, they want terrorism. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. That just doesn't make any sense, what he told me. So he is some sort of a Christian from Egypt who came here to America to have a business here, and he is sponsoring Islamophobia, as far as I'm concerned.
Correct, which sounds odd because, I happen to originally be from Egypt. Islamophobia is not unique only to Western societies. There is Islamophobia actually in the Middle East and within Arab nations. But specifically, just to mention to you, if he did say he's Christian, yes, it's true. 10% of Egyptians are Christian. They're a type of, they're called Coptic Christians, more orthodox, mm-hmm. and there is some deep-rooted sectarian as of late. It didn't mm-hmm. always be, it wasn't always like this.
Fostered by governments.
Fostered by the government to divide the communities and fueled by the government to fuel, sectarianism between Muslims and Coptic communities.
And their churches were bombed, Neil, and many Christian Egyptians were targeted in Egypt. So, I can understand his fear, but I agree with you. He should understand also that it is sometimes a tool by governments in order to divide the societies, to distract them from their dictatorial systems.
In fact,
I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it at all, honestly. I was raised Christian. I would say that probably I'm, maybe agnostic by now. but which, you know, I don't know how that means things to you guys, but I couldn't figure it out. It doesn't make any sense why he thought that maybe that was part of it. And then hearing about the, you know, total white nationalism of it, it had nothing to do with that.
Obviously, Neil, but, we're living in very strange world. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I have so many people on
thanks.
The line. Let's go to Betty in Sarasota. Good morning, Betty. You're live on True Talk.
Hi, I always watch your show. It's an excellent, very important show. I've called in quite a few times before, and I also have a talk show here in Sarasota at WSLR, your sister station, and it's called Current Tides with Betty and Friends. So I'm going to be addressing this in 2 weeks. I'm going to be off next week, but I just want to tell you how disturbing this is. But, folks, this is nothing new. I mean, the racial divide, the religious divide between people, territorial, tribal, whatever it is, hate is nothing new. We know that. Whether it's between Jews and Christians or Christians and Muslims or Muslims and us against everybody. I mean, the insanity is just growing because we have social platforms and media. We have, you know, 6-7 billion more people on the planet than we had a few centuries ago. So I don't think this is something that is so unexpected, that the level of
Betty, but don't you think that people in power and people in the media should be more responsible when they talk and address, Trump said Islam hates us. I mean, it's there. You can find it on YouTube.
You know, when we talk about Trump, you're not talking about a normal human being. This is a man who is disturbed, who is crazy, who is incredibly greedy, has an inferior intellect, and is an out-and-out white supremacist. I mean, this is nothing new. We know that he's been cited by the Justice Department when he was a real estate mogul. Back in the 70s and 80s, he was actually cited and fined because he would have this code of no coloreds and only white people pretty much were allowed to buy and rent his property. So this is nothing new. The man is a white supremacist. He's a criminal. He's a thug. And it's incredibly shocking that we have such a crazy individual in the White House. I mean, he is just the all-time worst.
Okay.
He's a monster.
Thank you so much, Betty. And again, this is True Talk on WMNF 88.5 FM. Ahmed and I are doing True Talk since when, Ahmed? 16 years ago, I think.
I think 2003.
Yes, and we're taking your phone calls. We're talking about the very sad terrorist attack in New Zealand, where up till now, 49 people have been massacred by a self-identified white supremacist who is afraid that the brownies, the brown people, the immigrants, the people who are different than him, will take over Europe. He's actually from Australia, moved to New Zealand a few years ago, wanted to do this criminal terrorist act somewhere in Europe, but he thought, you know, if he does it here close by in New Zealand, it will have effect. And he is trying to prevent immigrants from going to Europe. Yes, it is true that there are immigrants who are going all over the world, but sometimes we need to look into the causes of what drives people to flee their countries. There must be some political reason behind it, and how much involved are we in these political reasons? But nobody is discussing these things at the moment. So much sympathy and caring and wonderful people from all over the world expressing their anger. Our leaders are expressing their support without mentioning and uttering the word Muslim, because they're not used to Muslim victims. Let me go to Ray in Sarasota. Good morning, Ray. You're on True Talk.
Hey, how you doing? I'm surprised you guys took my name or my number and allowed me to talk. This is my first time calling into a radio show. That's why I'm just a little shocked to talk to you. I just want to express my sadness it's just so horrible that a fruitcake, a crazy man would go out and kill.
He's not crazy, Ray. He's a very thoughtful, wrote very disturbing manifesto, but it doesn't express any... He's not a sociopath. We can't just, whenever there is a white person killing non-white people, immediately call him sociopath and not call him a determined terrorist.
Yeah, Yeah, of course he is. He is a terrorist. You know, as a white Christian that I am, this guy is a terrorist. He's, whether it was a Muslim killing white Christians or a Christian killing Muslims, it's a terrorist attack, and it's horrible. It's sick. Could you imagine doing that yourself? Could you imagine taking somebody's life because they don't agree the same way that you agree upon or what you think? I think it's just horrible, sick, it's disgusting. And, you know, my heart goes out to the Muslim community. But last night, I was playing poker with two Muslims from Michigan, where I'm from originally. I'm from Michigan. And next to them was a Jewish guy. And there was about three of us Christians. And we're all playing poker together. And it wasn't last night, but it was a couple weeks ago. One of them said, it's the governments that are the ones that are causing the hatred. Look at us as we sit around and play poker. And I'm not just making this up. This really happened.
Where
Look
were you playing us. Poker? I mean, is this
Ahmed wants to go.
No, I don't play poker, but I thought it's kind of interesting because, you know.
We're playing poker in Lakewood Ranch.
Oh, okay. No, I thought it was, you know, the casino. But so what was your point there? So who was saying that it was fueled by government?
Actually, the Muslim guy.
Okay.
Which I'm not going to bring up his name.
Yeah, that's okay.
Wonderful man. He says, you know, it's the government. It's the politics. It's the news media that wants us to kill each other, that drives the hatred.
Right.
Look
I mean, makes sense.
Look at us. We sit around and we can have a rational conversation. We're all friends. We all get along, but we all believe differently. And, you know, I just think.
Thank you for your call.
Horrible.
You know? I mean, he makes a good point, Summer, that, you know, a lot of this words matter. And when the president of the United States says Islam hates us, when he hires people like Steve Bannon and Gorka and other very well-known anti-Muslim Islamophobes.
Bridget Gabriel goes to the White House.
Bridget Gabriel, who's campaigning across this country, attacking Muslims. These are some of the people that were on the fringe of society, the hate mongers, the people that are listed as hate groups and hate actors by the Southern Poverty Law Center, for them to be invited to the White House, the most important, you know, presidency in the world, gives them a sort of legitimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so these words make it, you know, matter. And then when stations like Fox News are constantly attacking Muslims and they're bringing guests on, like the other day, one of their hosts, Judge Jeanine, coming on and attacking and has, you know, saying a lot of Islamophobic things. And then all she does is get, you know, some sort of condemnation statement, but she still keeps her job. It sends a wrong message to people out there that Muslims are the enemy and that carrying out these types of attacks is some sort of white nationalist patriotic duty to be able to stop what this guy called the invasion. So it's very concerning. We have to condemn Islamophobia. We have to condemn this type of hatred. Yes, governments are using and misusing and exploiting hatred, but it's also groups and pundits and some politicians. I mean, if you saw, there was a statement that we'll read shortly from an Australian politician in a reaction to this. And this Australian politician was obviously a right-wing politician who is Islamophobic, is blaming the Muslims.
Yeah.
And somehow justifying the murder. When things like that happen.
You have Arabs on Twitter, Ahmed, doing the same. You have a religious guy, a preacher, a Muslim preacher, who has 6 million followers, who is saying, yeah, everybody is sad, but don't forget that Muslims do the same thing. So I swear to God.
Well, I don't know. I mean, sometimes these are plants that are...
No. This is a very legitimate, verified religious leader. But that's part of the Arab world who
today,
are in bed
because of the politics,
with the White House and their foreign policy. So they are trying to also twist this because they don't want to show the world that there is only one kind of terrorism, and mix that with Islamic Brotherhood, with Islamism. Yeah, you know, a mix of everything, and people who don't understand the background might
confuse.
But it's not only Western people doing that, but you have Arabs, unfortunately, in the Arabic language, are doing the same thing, trying to justify the murder. But
because in one way they have their own agenda and they are mistreating some of their religious populations or some of their groups that they don't like, that don't agree with the government. So that's a obviously a different situation. But we have other callers. Who's next?
We have a call from Washington, but let me just read this wonderful email sent to us by Muslim poet Jalaluddin Muhammad al-Rumi. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against us. He is sending to our Muslim and brothers and sisters, we are family, and he is sorry that there are people who are fomenting hate. Zach in Tampa sends us a text message. Can we talk about whenever a brown person commits an act like this, they are a terrorist and their entire community has to unequivocally condemn them. But when a white person does something like this, they're crazy loner who doesn't represent the white community at large. Thank you.
That's true. It's a double standard. I mean, we see it all the time, Samar, that and even with this issue, yesterday, the news was slowly catching up.
Yeah,
it wasn't until this morning, and even until now, it's not wall-to-wall news everywhere. Had this been the other way around, some sort of Muslim terrorist,
and using Facebook to stream it,
I mean, it would be a completely different.
Let's go to Jamal in Washington. He has been waiting for a long time. Good morning, Jamal.
Good morning, folks.
Hi, Jamal. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Well, I'd like to touch on the subject. It's unbelievable. First-time caller, of course.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, this is a story I'd like to share with everyone. My understanding that the killer terrorist in New Zealand is of a Serbian background. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
This one?
Somebody said that before. I mean, it hasn't been confirmed. I mean, his name.
This is. If it is, then allow me to speak. But if not, please.
Somebody did say that he was playing a Serbian song, national song, in the car while he was navigating to the mosque. But it's not clear whether he. No, actually, in his manifesto, he says he is of Scottish and. An Irish and English background. He's not of Serbian background, but he did invoke Serbian white nationalism as well as Greek white nationalism and just European white nationalism in general. So he might have invoked that in some of his writings.
Well, if he is, this is a story maybe I'm willing to share with you and your audience. I've lived in the suburb of Washington for almost 50 years. And for the first 30 years before September 11, almost 30 years.
Can you please be faster, Jamal? We have many people waiting on the line, and you have like 1 minute. So can you just move faster with your story?
I will, but I will yield my time for someone who has been waiting longer than I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jamal. To our listeners, we have many people interested in this topic and are calling 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663. And I am getting messages via text 813-433-0885. 813-433-0885. And I'm getting also emails at dj@wmnf.org. We have like 12 minutes left or so. If you want to weigh in, call 813-239-9663. Let's go to Abdul Wahid in Houston, Texas. Good morning, Abdul Wahid. You're on True Talk.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed. I'm a brother.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I hear you. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for bringing my father to Tallahassee to open the state prayer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum salam. So this morning, you know, you see the images of a salat room, the masjid, the green prayer rug, and that was the moment when a tear came. I haven't read any manifestos. I haven't... other than what my son asking, where's New Zealand? SubhanAllah. Since, you know, I'm in halal business, mercy slaughter videos is what I'm known for. worldwide that shows the lambs and the goats.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those videos. Is that you?
Hey, Alvin.
That's me in the video, yes.
Okay.
Hey, Alvin.
So, alhamdulillah, my heart goes out to all of the Muslim believers today on Jumu'ah Friday. I want to say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Thank you so much, brother.
I hear his child in the background. Which is difficult.
Because some children were shot also.
Yeah, some children, but it's also difficult because how do you explain this to your children? You know, that how do you go to the masjid and explain this, and what do you say to them? Because this creates fear, and how do you get people to remain calm? When you're, it's like somebody had written, it's like every Muslim's worst nightmare to be sitting in the masjid, you're facing, but then also some, I talked to some older people today and they're like, if I have to go, I'd rather
go while praying
to God, in submission.
Yeah.
There is in the tradition of Muslims, if people that are killed that way, they go to heaven because, it's a type of, it's an unjust way to end their life. And they die as some sort of martyr that, fighting anyone.
They cleanse themselves.
They've already in the state of wudu, which is a ritual
purity
that we do before we pray. Yeah. And they're praying to God. They're in submission to, for their creator.
Shot.
They're talking to God. And then, all of a sudden you're shot.
Let me, Ahmed, just mention that we just received $100 to the tip jar from a supporter from Lakeland. And it says for True Talk. So thank you. I'm not sure. It's from Kevin. Kevin just sent $100 to the tip jar. And we have a message from a 727 area code that says, I'm so sorry for you. It breaks my heart that your community has to go through this. And this is Karen Underwood. And again, if you want to send your messages, it's dj@wmnf.org. I know that there are people on the line, Ahmed, but there is something very interesting. I'm not sure if any news media are talking about it. So part of the manifesto, and I'm going to read here, I chose firearms for the effect it would have on social discourse. The extra media coverage they would provide and the effect it could have on the politics of United States and thereby the political situation of the world. Did you hear that, Ahmed?
Right,
he handpicked the gun and or the rifle or the type of it to continue the discourse here of that we're having.
The Second Amendment rights, and I think he mentions about the issue of Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, because it's a constant debate about the use of guns. So he chose this type of weapon so he can have the discourse here, which then will trigger, because they know the importance of the discourse in the United States has an impact on the rest of the world.
The U.S., I am quoting here, the U.S. is torn into many factions by its Second Amendment,
right,
along state, social, cultural, and most importantly, racial lines. With enough pressure, the left wing within the United States will seek to abolish the Second Amendment. So he is all the way in New Zealand thinking of our Second Amendment, handpicking the gun and the rifle that he used to assassinate 49 people while worshiping in order to affect the discourse here in the USA. And this attempt abolishment of rights by the left will result in a dramatic polarization of the people in the US and eventually a fracturing of the US long cultural and racial lines. So this guy looks up to our political discourse here in order.
So this underscores the point that he's not some sort of psychopath. This guy was determined. He did the research. In fact, I have an image here of his rifle in a news agency basically explained everything that was written on there, and all of it has meaning. So, for example, there's the words that said 14 words. It was 1-4 words. And this references a slogan derived from the passage in Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf, now also a popular alt-right meme. In it, it has Lepanto 1571. The Battle of Lepanto, decisive crusader victory, marks the end of Ottoman dominance in the Mediterranean. It has on here is your migration compact. And it references the global compact for migration signed by the UN in December. It references so many things. 732, Battle of Tours, Kingdom of the Franks defeats Al-Andalus Arabs in central France, which was a decisive battle that held back the Moors who were coming, you know, the Muslim Moors who were coming from Morocco, took over Spain and became Muslim Spain for 700 years. There was a decisive battle in France. If it was not for that battle, the Moors and the Muslims would have gone into Europe. So he's basically citing this important battle, the Battle of the Tours. So this is somebody who's done the research and is invoking historical events to say that this battle is continuing, and he's basically taking it to New Zealand. And I think he mentioned that he decided to carry it out in New Zealand because he wanted to show that the invaders have gone everywhere.
Everywhere. So he
it's not just in Europe. It's not just in America. They're as far as New Zealand, and this fight that he wants to have, the fight between whites and others, the fights between Christianity and Islam, is a global one. So it's definitely, it has all the traces of, this is like Al-Qaeda. This is like a Christian white supremacist Al-Qaeda.
And they have followers all over
the world. Followers all over the world, and perhaps even have followers here in Florida, and people are frightened. The only way, I think, a lot of people are saying that to defeat this is the people of color, the minority, the Muslims, the Jews, other people of faith have to work together to rise up against this huge global threat of white supremacy.
Not do campaigns to remove two Muslim women from Congress because you don't like their foreign policy. Let me go to Trevor in Tampa. Trevor, you're on True Talk. We have like 4 minutes left and we have people on the line.
Sympathies and condolences to everyone in New Zealand and around the world that's affected by this. But a Christian should know the Ten Commandments. That's one of them is love thy neighbor as thyself. So true Christianity should not be something that this person could invoke. And as far as invaders go, how could a white European possibly have not been an invader in Australia, which I believe was Aboriginal?
Yes, true, Trevor.
That's really all I had to say.
Thank you, Trevor, because both Australia and New Zealand had their natives that were unfortunately massacred and butchered, and very few people remain. Let me go to Jackie in Brandon. Good morning, Jackie. You're on True Talk.
Oh, yes, thank you. The main problem that I think is that we should just delete Facebook. Just delete it.
Many people say that, Jackie.
Whoever created Facebook, they're making tons of money, and it's ruining lives. It started in 2004, and it needs to be deleted.
Okay, Jackie, that's a very interesting point.
So social media is to, I mean, it's true because, not necessarily everything about social media is not the cause, but it's definitely a tool that has now given a voice to people like this. So they're definitely misusing it. And there's a report today that Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter were having a challenge to be able to delete the footage. They can't be, live streaming of the killing, this horrific
coming.
Event. People keep reposting and people want to see it. Even though I keep telling people, do not share it, they keep sending it to me.
Yeah. Let me go to some messages we're getting. Don't let a few hateful people divide us. Sending love and sympathy to my Muslim brothers and sisters everywhere a non-Muslim in Canada. It's amazing, Ahmed. We have people who listen from all over the world to our show. Hi, Anonymous. Very sad. In my heart goes out affected by evil. Killing is evil. It doesn't matter how you label it. Where the tip I'm referring to is the balance of life and death, good and evil, right or wrong, and fair and unfair. Thank you so much, people who are sending condolences, messages, and messages of love. Very, very few people out there who are trying to say that these massacres are all hoaxes. And we got $100 for True Talk. But it's interesting, Ahmed, that our show that is extremely unique here in the USA and in Florida and in Tampa is watched by people from all over the world. Not only, of course, Americans, as we have seen from Washington and from...
Because I think you're streaming on Twitter, I'm streaming on Facebook.
But because we are streaming on Twitter in particular, you have the whole world watching. But it has its positive angles and its very negative angles, of course. But what can we do? We try to spread as much truth and as much knowledge as possible. But it's interesting, Ahmed, we're running out of time, but this guy did so much research, but he did not research the natives of New Zealand, the natives of Australia, who killed them. And he did not, for instance, look into the British Empire and what it did to India and created Bangladesh and created Pakistan. I mean,
I'm sure he probably knows these things. He's just ignoring them.
Everybody had their share of conquering. And I mean, the whole world conquered each other.
What Muslims are conquering New Zealand? These are immigrants and refugees that were accepted because that's the type of world, through the legal process, that's the world that we live in. And some people hate it, that their society is changing and white supremacy is a problem.
Let's just remind our listeners that this is True Talk on WMNF 88.5 FM. And NPR News is going to come to you in a split second.